Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are looking ahead to the November 3rd election on this weekend show with Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista. Debbie, you alluded a little bit earlier about COVID-19 and changes when it comes to the voting centers. Can you explain a little bit more details about what people can expect?
Sure. We're going to definitely set up the voting centers where there's a lot more distance between the machines so that a voter will have plenty of social distancing. The workers will be required to wear masks. There will be lots of cleaning supplies, not only for the voters, but for the poll workers or the voter center workers to utilize. There will be extra masks. There'll be extra gloves. There will be extra wipes. We will have pins that start out clean and will be put into another tub and then cleaned before they go back. The machines will be cleaned, we're hoping, almost after every single voter. Again, depending on the volume that's there. And then we have other equipment for the workers. We're going to have some plexiglass so that there's plexiglass between the workers and the voters. We will, like I said, there's lots of equipment to supplies to clean the equipment so that everybody feels as comfortable as we can. Again, to try and minimize it, if one can vote early and one wants to vote in person, one can come down to my office to South Green Street Monday through Friday all the way up until from 8 to 5 all the way up until October 31st, which is a Saturday. And then that Saturday and Sunday, my office is open and the vote centers are open from 8:30 to 4:30. And the vote centers will be open Monday from 8:30 to 4:30. My office will be open from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock on Monday. And then again, Election Day, everybody will be open from 7 to 8 o'clock at night. But, you know, the norm is you have a lot of voters come in right around the 7 o'clock, and you have a lot of voters come in right around the 5 o'clock, you know, go before they go to work and when they get out from work. If a voter could stagger that a little better because of social distancing, you know, that would be a whole lot better. If one wants to use the drop-off boxes, the list of the different locations of the drop-off boxes are in your guide, but it is, see if I can remember all eight of them, it is the Groveland Library, the Twain Hart Library, the Miwok Library, the Sonora Library, there's one at the Junction, Roker Park in Jamestown's one of our newest ones that we put it in. Willow Springs Association is another one, and Columbia Elementary. So the four new ones are the Roker Park, Willow Springs, the Groveland Library, and the Twain Hart Library. The boxes are there. They're open. Ready for you to drop your ballots in. And again, my office is open 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and there's a drop-off box in front if you don't want to come into the building, or you can come into the building and drop it off at the elections office.
On the mask issue that you mentioned, you know, recommending people wear masks for the safety of everyone and the poll workers, if somebody comes without a mask, are they still able to vote?
Absolutely. We will not disenfranchise any voter. If a voter for any reason, medical reason, can't wear a mask, then we will, you know, again, it depends on what's happening. We will try and have them go through another path so that the social distance between that voter and all the other voters is a little larger. No voter will be turned away from voting if they don't want to wear a mask or they can't wear a mask. We may want to see if they want to vote in their car, and we'll bring the ballot out to them. Again, we will accommodate a voter, any voter, no matter what.
Well, we've got about a minute left on this weekend show. We appreciate the update on the upcoming election. Anything else that we missed or would be worth noting?
No, just plan. Remember that you still have plenty of time to register to vote if you haven't registered to vote. If you don't register to vote, and by the time that we could mail you out a ballot, remember that you can come into any of the vote centers and or my office and vote conditionally up to election day if for some reason you're not registered here. But you can go to www.sos.ca.gov and register right now. Remember, you want to re-register if you moved, because you want to be in the right local races. So, for example, if you used to live up in Strawberry and now you live in Jamestown, you're going to want to re-register to vote because the Supervisor District 5 race is on the ballot. If you kept your Strawberry address and you got that ballot, you're not going to have District 5 to vote for yet. That's the supervisor. You would have to wait another 4 years in order to vote for your supervisor. So it's really easy to do it online. If not, you can come down here. There's registration cards in lots of county buildings that you can register. There's registration cards at all the post offices. But I encourage you to plan ahead and make sure that you're registered in the right place. And if you can, vote early and get your ballot into us in whatever method you want to utilize, whether that is voting in person, whether that's using the drop-off boxes or using the postal service. But remember, your vote is your voice, and that's the only way we all know what you want.
Well, Debbie, we appreciate your time this morning, and please keep us posted in the weeks ahead.
Thank you, BJ.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.